Hello Wanderers, before we get into today's episode, we wanted to go over a few things with you guys. We have an ever-expanding Discord server, built with some pretty awesome people. We'll leave an updated link in the show notes. Also, our Patreon has been updated with new perks. Patrons now have access to not only shoutouts and early episodes, but now exclusive content like monthly original tales and HD posters. We also currently have a Patreon goal, where when reached, Scott will do an entity tier list episode. So, if that interests you, consider checking it out. To send us off, we have a merch store along with a YouTube channel, both will be linked in the show notes. That's all the announcements we have. Thank you all for listening, and let's get back to the episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over one of the newly discovered levels within the negative continuity. So, I hope you're ready to pull a shift in the minds, because today, we'll be no clipping into level negative 6. Basic descriptions. Level negative 6 is an enigmatic level and the 7th level within the negative level continuity. It has a survival difficulty class of 3. That being unsafe, unsecured, and contains a low entity count. So, to best describe level negative 6, it's a combination of caverns and mine shafts. Level negative 6 is relatively new, with its discovery being quite recent, all things considered. Since its founding, the MEG has been slowly setting up more within the level. As you can probably gather with it being within the backrooms, these cave systems would be particularly dangerous for even experienced cavers and miners, but enough with the light descriptions, let's hop into what you could expect while within level negative 6. Appearances. Level negative 6 mostly takes the appearance of tight mine shafts and caves of varying degrees of size. It's unknown how deep or far the level goes, with studies into the matter still ongoing. A fairly simple environment though packed deep with unseen hostility. The level is mostly dimly lit, if not in complete darkness, so you should have some sort of light source to aid you. Luckily, when entering the level, spotlights, old matches, and flashlights can be found. With the MEG presence within the level, it's unknown if these items were left by the faction or naturally appear within the surroundings. Those with claustrophobia should think twice about entering the level, with most traversable mine shafts within the level being tightly packed. Made worse by the lack of light available the further into the level you go. As you traverse the less stuffy cave sections, you'll notice crude mining areas. Though it's not stated what exactly is mined here, it's evident that some mining activity had been done. As you get deeper into the level, the cave sections will begin to get quite large in size, and with light levels this deep becoming so dark the phrase, lose your eyes is used to describe just how impossibly dark these areas can be. Wanderers have taken to calling areas this deep game over. Navigating these large sections without an adequate light source can lead to the death of anyone trapped within. And with what can be found within the section of the level, it's best not to tread too deep or risk facing a very dark and quick death. Scavenge and supplies. When it comes to scavenging level negative 6, it depends on what you're looking for. When it comes to food or building materials, it's best to go to another level. What this level does have though are different light sources, such as matches and flashlights, as well as mining equipment. We would throw in whatever minerals are mined, but we don't know what is found here. So we're not gonna factor that in. With all things considered, level negative 6 isn't worth coming to scavenge-wise, unless you need mining equipment or looking to find your fortune in the mines. Entities. So as you can expect within a backroomian mining cave, entities can be found deep within. As you continue deeper into the mines, the chances of running into an entity becomes greater. Starting us off are the Reviux. These creatures keep the majority of their bodies underground, only shooting out deformed limbs out of the surface to pull unsuspecting wanderers under. Basically being the backroomian equivalent of the Pokemon Diglett. Luckily they can be detected by feeling for seismic disturbances and can be killed with enough force, so be on the lookout for any shaking and have your weapon ready. Next up are bursters, large almost humanoid entities with the ability to harden their skins and guess what, burst calluses on their backs to shoot burning acid at their victims. Luckily, their bodies react aggressively to almond water, so having some on hand to repel them off would be your best bet. They're also normally found in the fetal position and unresponsive, so if you're able to sneak past them, that would work even better. Next are the wranglers, snaking entities with absurdly strange body structures. They're able to manipulate their bodies in abstract ways, causing wanderers to become confused or even hypnotized when viewing them move. They're mostly transparently opaque, making them that much more confusing to recognize, though as they get older, they begin to gray in color. Like the Reveok, feeling for seismic activity is the best way to determine if one is nearby. Sneaking past them or outright going in another direction is your best option when dealing with a wrangler. As you get into the game over section of level negative 6, you might come across one of the strangest creatures in the backrooms. The Scomparsa, a backroomian pterodactyl with no eyes and an extremely strong beak. Only living in the darkness, this creature has a keen sense of hearing it uses to hunt its prey. What makes this entity even scarier is that it's able to fly throughout the large dark caverns and can easily swoop down and kill a wanderer with its beak. Nothing like a 30 or so foot dinosaur that can easily sense you in the dark. All you can do when dealing with the Scomparsa is be completely silent when treading around it and not make any sudden movements. Luckily, it's believed there's only one member of its species within level negative 6, or at least, that we know of. Settlements and Outpost. There are two known major presences within level negative 6. The first is the MEG Outpost Blinding Dark. It's located about 300 feet into the interior of the level and is believed to be manned by 15 members. This low member count can be mostly chalked up to the relatively recent discovery of level negative 6. The next up are the Prophets. What makes this group so special is that they claim to be the original settlers of the level. It's unknown how or when they've entered the level or whether they're being truthful or not. It's noted that all 30 or so members of the group are blind. This is believed to be due to their prolonged presence within level negative 6. This adds credence to their claim of being the original settlers of the level. It should be noted that most of their membership doesn't interact with outsiders, so keep that in mind if you find yourself here. Ins and outs. So back to the simplicity of ways to enter and leave a level. The main way wanderers can use to enter level negative 6 is by traveling for quite a bit within the blood-red hallway of level negative 5. Once you travel the appropriate distance, you'll spontaneously be clipped into level negative 6. Now things get weird when it comes to how to level negative 6. As far as we understand, there are no known exits out of the level. It's believed that an exit would most likely be located within the game over section of the level, though no expeditions to locate it was successful. Scott, my curious yet naive creator, believes that wanderers use level keys on man-made doors to leave the level. This could be a plausible way for those to exit the level and would explain how wanderers make their way out of levels without an exit. Closing words. So that was level negative 6 of the backrooms. What do you think about the level? What do you think about the Prophets? What minerals do you think can be mined here? Our guess is backrooninum, a strange element that might help with exiting the backrooms completely. We'd love to know what you think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Physico, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Panguini, Jeff Nordley, That One Random Guy, The Good Diamond, Undead, Brandon Berry, Shelby Girl Gaming, Mystery BMO, and Coconut Cluster. Next up are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Lee, Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow, and Ant. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to exclusive Patreon content and more, go become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.